best of sports. Think about it. Many, many sports are very, very expensive to play. For example, if you want to play hockey, all right? I know this firsthand. I played many decades ice hockey and ball hockey and rollerblade hockey. Just to give an example, I was a goalie, ice hockey goalie, as well as ball hockey goalie. A goalie has to wear a lot of equipment, not just a stick to play. Goalie pads, goalie glove, goalie blocker, a helmet, pads underneath, pads on your legs, skates itself. One example, a complete set of goalie pads, including the pads itself, and the pants, as I said before, all this combined, anywhere from $2,000 to $7,000 on average. However, you can buy used equipment. So instead of brand new at $7,000 roughly, it can drop down to, yes, under $2,000 for everything. The game of soccer, what you need, shorts, maybe shin guards, and a pair of running shoes. Baseball, a baseball glove, a ball, a bat. Total price, maybe under $300. Basketball, play basketball, what do you need? Shoes, shorts, that's it, and a jersey maybe, that's all. Golf can be very expensive. A set of clubs, yeah. A set of irons and woods, the bag itself, a cart. If you want to play by yourself like an amateur, it might be anywhere from, let's say, $500 to $5,000. Professionally, if you're a professional golfer, a lot of times you're sponsored. You don't have to pay anything. You're sponsoring some team, sponsoring some club, some organization. They will pay for it. Big difference, isn't it? So as you can see, the cost of sports can be very, very expensive. Now, that's just the equipment. Then you add on, if you're playing in, let's say, an arena for hockey. Let's say the arena costs per hour. Yes, it's charged per hour. Anywhere from $200 to $300 per hour. Per hour. Divided by many players playing. All of a sudden, the cost you is divided up. It can be very, very cheap. Cheap meaning maybe $50, maybe $30 per person. If you're playing ball hockey inside a rink, the ice is taken away, it's much cheaper, of course. Overall, depending where you're playing and how you're playing, inside an arena, by yourself, outside, indoors, whatever it is, it's expensive. Or it can be cheap. When I'm saying that, if you're playing tennis outside, an outside court, you're reserving a spot to play on that court. If you're part of YMCA, you're reserving a spot. You've already paid membership for YMCA. You're reserving that spot of time to play tennis. To play golf, you have to pay called green fees, a fee to play 18 holes of golf or 9 holes of golf or whatever. Depending on where you play, inside inner city core, outdoors, outside the city that is, it might cost a lot more money or less. Depends on the quality of the course, the designation of that course being a championship course, non-championship course, executive course, and so on. Every sport has a cost, I'm sorry to say. However, to learn how to play that sport better, sometimes it's actually free. That's right, free to play that sport. Example, I wanted to learn how to play tennis years ago. I live near a highway, the wall of a highway. That's right, a concrete wall. The concrete wall, in this case, was behind a religious center, in the case of synagogue. So what I used to do is hit a tennis ball with my tennis racket against the wall, practice hitting against the wall, practice hitting, and so on, with the tennis ball and your tennis racket. Depending on the distance we hit the ball against the wall equals the distance to a court, inside a court boundaries for a tennis court. For basketball, many, many parks have basketball courts. You can practice basketball. For hockey, for example, you can shoot against a wall. You can buy a net, professionally sized hockey arena net. That's right. 6 feet wide, 4 feet high. Exact same measurements of a real NHL, National Hockey League net. So you can actually learn how different things. Soccer fields all over the place. You can practice with a ball against a soccer net. So there are many ways to learn how to play the game, which is very, very cheap. However, if you're in a league or a team, it can be very expensive. Playing golf, like I mentioned before, can be very expensive. The key is to understand, sure, there's a cost. But many, many times today, 2023, people are not playing enough sports. Children are not playing enough sports. Going like this on a screen is not playing a sport. It's like a miniaturist type of learning of playing a sport. You have to be with others out there, outside, or inside an arena of some kind to play a sport properly. Playing against a plastic screen is like an imagination. I can't afford to play. I'm playing against a screen. Doesn't matter if the screen is a TV screen. Doesn't matter if it's a computer screen. It's still a screen. It is not the same as playing outdoors in the rain, in the sunshine, in the wind, whatever it is. That's how you play a sport. Now remember, a sport also, let's say a game of billiards, playing pool. It's still a billiard hall of some kind. Playing on a professionally sized billiard hall, playing snooker, playing billiards. Again, they charge you per hour to play that particular sport. Sport comes in all different ways. Of course, you're playing chess. You're playing chess against another person. For a friendly game of chess, it's still a sport. You still have to buy the game. You can buy, of course, you can play a cheap game. You can buy the game at a Toys R Us store for plastic. It's a plastic game. It's still the same game, isn't it? You can learn more about that sport, how championship players around the world play. You can play against a computer. As I said, the cost of sport varies. It can be very expensive or not expensive. The key is to play. That's right, play. Not use a computer to play with all the time. It's by yourself against a human being. That's how you learn about yourself and others. It's a social connection. It's the physical connection. Physically means your body playing the game. If you're running, a sport can be running. 100-yard dash, 400-yard dash. It's physically doing something, physically being active. Sometimes you're playing in a team. Sometimes you're playing by yourself. For example, to play a game of golf. You're playing by yourself. That's right, by yourself, against others. You might be matched up with a one person, a friend, other friends, and so on, or in a tournament. You're still playing by yourself, against yourself. Right. You're playing for the love of the game. Sometimes you're good, sometimes you're not so good. The key is to actually physically do it. Not just say you're going to do it, to get out there and do it. As you can see, the world of play has changed over the generations, hasn't it? The cost of the sport of playing this or this has gone up a lot. But there are ways to save money. Buy used equipment. Not perfect, but it doesn't matter. You're just learning the game. You're not a professional earning money at that sport yet. But you've got to start somewhere. I learned how to play golf with used clubs. Used meaning from my mother and my father. They were used clubs. They're good enough for me. I had to learn somehow, didn't I? Basketball, you buy a ball, a basketball. All you need is running shoes and a pair of shorts. That's it. Tennis, like I mentioned before, hit the ball against a concrete wall. That wall will never break. On a concrete wall, away from anybody else or any possible damage, mark with a chalk how high that net is for tennis. Tennis net in the game of tennis is certain heights. Stand far away. Hit the ball over that net towards a concrete wall or brick wall, whatever it is, without causing any damage to anyone or anything. Yeah, you get stronger and stronger. Your strokes get better and better using a tennis ball against that wall. That's right. Again, there's many ways of getting better at a sport other than paying a fortune of money. Some people say your arm or leg, all right? Because seeing a game live, professional players, can be very, very expensive. Seeing a hockey game could cost you anywhere, maybe $100 up to thousands of dollars to see a hockey game, a national hockey game. That's right. Seeing a soccer game can be very inexpensive. Seeing a tennis game can be expensive. Seeing professional players. Again, it depends on the sport itself. So the cost of sports can be high, can be low. Learning how to play the game can be very, very cheap. Or very, very expensive. It's true. The more expensive tennis rackets, the more expensive golf clubs to play. A baseball glove could be $100, could be $500, depending on the glove. So you see what I mean? Some people want to look like a professional and the ball state-of-the-art equipment, even though they can't do this or that. But they want to look like the professional. So the cost of sports can vary a lot. But remember, the key of overall is physically playing the game. Not just looking on a screen. I wish I was like that. I wish I could play like that. It's physically playing the game. That's the key of the cost of sports. Remember that. If you want to be better physically, emotionally, socially, you have to physically get out there. Socially, get out there. Join a club. There's clubs for minuscule people of skill, hardly no skill, or a beginner. Beginner, intermediate, and senior. Of all levels, all ages. That's right. I played hockey till I was 55, 60 years old. I can honestly say I played the game of hockey 55 years. That's right. Almost from the time I could walk, I played the game of hockey. Ball hockey, ice hockey, summer hockey, whatever. Same for baseball. It's not a question of skill level. It's a question of physically wanting to socially connect with others. And they don't care if you're poor, you're rich. It doesn't matter. The key is to be a team member. Social skills, leadership skills, coaching ability, I all have it because I actually physically played. And so should you. This is LightningESL.com. The cost of sports. Thank you very much for your time. For further inquiries, you can contact me at lightning, that's LIGHTNING, at rogers.com. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.